I currently believe that I don't think I can get there.
Why?
Because I've done all the things. Stop me if you've heard that one before.
What do you mean I've done? What does all the things mean to you, though?
Kathy method, no TV, 2.5 years of plans, discovery worksheets, 96 to 100% on plan, messing with alcohol amounts. So I started writing on belief a couple weeks ago, and I kind of go through this little wave of like, okay, but I did. So now my belief is actually kind of tanking a little bit.
But our belief doesn't tank because we're taking action. Our belief tanks when we start changing how we think about the actions we're taking.
Right. My thought is it's not working.
All right. So tell me, in the, like, if I needed to see your data in the last month, what would I be seeing in the last month? And that does not mean, like, tell me first how much weight you have or have not lost in the last month.
I've been 195 for 13 months.
Okay, so we've been 195 in 13 months. Yeah. Has there been any overeating?
I would say 2 or 3 times a month. I go like a 2.5 and then I'll, or 3, and then I'll do a discovery worksheet. I had one fuck it in like October, but that hadn't been for a couple of years.
Okay, well, let's just back it up to the last week.
Okay.
All right, so in the last week, you were 100% on plans for sure?
Yes.
Okay. That's an easy one. Water and sleep.
Yep.
Okay. So we got all that. So it's coming down to, are you actually hungry before you eat?
Yes.
Like hungry?
Yes. That's like why I'm coming on. I'm confident about that.
Okay. So you, I just want to make sure, because sometimes people will say yes, and then I'll say, okay, will you give, like, if I had a way to put a sensor inside your brain and it would go off if you ate and you weren't truly hungry, would you bet me $50,000 on it? And they're like, well.
Yes, I would. Okay. Because I've been actually struggling with stopping work to eat. I've heard you say that times too.
But you're actually hungry. So then on the other side, are you equally as confident and you would bet me $50,000 that in the last week that you stopped at enough?
No, of course not. That's the one I want to work on, is my plus two.
Okay. So this is the thing. You have no right to believe you can't do this.
Right.
And you have no right to say you're doing all the things yet.
How do I still not have a plus two signal after 3 years with you? How do I not have plus
two? Enough signal, like, you act like this is a big problem. You act like this is a stain on your humanity. You act like this is really confusing. I will tell you exactly how you don't have one. Food tastes fucking good. And if you're enjoying it, it's hard to stop until you get good at doing that.
Right.
There's no mystery. There's no stain on humanity.
No, it's not a mystery.
So this last week, if you had actually stopped at enough, what do you think would have happened? Like every single time, even when you didn't want to.
I have stopped at enough this week. That's why I'm like, what? Right,
so this week, what happened with the scale?
Nothing. It didn't move.
Okay. So we had no move. All right.
Correct.
And you're 100% that is your enough, or are you like, what happened the week before? Did you stop at 100? Did 100% of the time, was it at what you think is enough the week before that too?
Yes. The
scale didn't move. All right. So here's the news. Your body is saying that what you think is enough is called maintenance.
Right. That is $50,000. Yes, I would put money on that for the last 13 months.
Okay, so what is it going to take to quit eating and maintenance and calling it doing all the things and shaking your belief? It's like, what's it going to take?
It's going to take eating less, but I
guess. Why are you confused? You just need to eat less every single meal. Tell me why this one. Go ahead.
Okay. So, okay. I'm going to try to get this in my mind because my belief is getting shaken, even though I'm riding on it every day.
No, belief, but stop saying that. Remember, belief is a feeling.
Okay.
It can't be just shaken because of circumstances and results. Your thought is mismanaged around it.
Okay.
your thought is, I'm doing all the things and not losing weight. Your thought, yes. That is not going to strengthen belief. Your thought is, this is confusing.
It's my not thought strengthen is belief. I tried all the methods and it didn't result in weight loss. My thought is...
No, you tried all the methods and you are actually eating in maintenance. You got to eat less than that.
Right. I've pushed plus two. I've waited for hours. I've left bites. I've done half. I've done Kathy. Like, how?
Tell me what you ate yesterday. Read off your plan and tell me the foods you ate and let's just break it down.
All right. Yesterday was the 13th. Okay. Yesterday, 13th. Collagen, coffee, eggs, bread, cheese, peanut butter, chocolate.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Collagen and stuff in your coffee. Then you had eggs. Wait, collagen, what in your coffee?
Oh, like half and half sugar-free syrup, my coffee thing that I do in the morning.
Okay. And then, and you had breakfast too.
Correct.
Okay. And you had how many eggs?
Two.
Two eggs. How were they prepared?
Scrambled with some cheese.
Scrambled with cheese. Did you have like butter or oil in there too?
No.
Just spray?
Correct.
Okay. So we had eggs and we had cheese and we had something else.
Bread.
And one or two?
Two
pieces of bread. Correct. Anything else with breakfast so far?
A little bit of peanut butter and chocolate.
And peanut butter and chocolate. And you're 1,000% sure that that was eating to enough and not eating to what is exactly maintenance. That sounds like a lot of food to me. I'm just going to tell you right now.
All right. Well, I left two bites of that. Okay.
Yeah, you left two bites of a meal that my husband would eat.
Huh.
What are your thoughts when I say that? What if you had ate half that? What if you had an egg and a piece of toast and your coffee and you didn't really need the peanut butter and the chocolate to top it all off, but you got your cheese?
I wrote down plus one yesterday. That was a plus one.
I think that what's happening is you think a plus one is really your plus three.
Okay.
If you're eating where you think, like, this is what I would try for a week. Okay. And this actually came from the chat.
I got to grab a pen.
Okay. Go get your pen.
Go get my pen. Okay. Sorry. I have a question.
I want you to do this for a week.
Yes.
I want you to eat half of what you think is enough to where you go like, there's no fucking way this is going to be enough. This is like, I'm going to be hungry in an hour. I want you to eat that level for a week. So that we can just see what's really happening.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you, like in that meal, there was no way you needed chocolate and peanut butter. That had to have been you just wanting it.
So the plus one for me is when I'm still thinking about food an hour later, instead of doing.
But you're not hungry. You're just thinking about food. You need to ask yourself, why am I thinking about food? I've had more than enough.
Because I wasn't satisfied.
Right. But that you're thinking that's hunger. I want you to like, did in 1 hour after you ate two eggs, cheese, two pieces of toast, coffee with all the fixings and chocolate and peanut butter. In 1 hour, you're like, ooh, I'm already feeling hunger. I can feel it. I've had a dip in my like energy. My stomach's growling. All the things are happening.
Oh, no, definitely not into the negative part of the scale. Just not plus two.
Yeah. You're going to need to eat like half. Tell me what you had for lunch. Did you have a snack?
No, not yesterday.
Okay, good. All right. So lunch, what'd you eat?
Lunch.
You're going to hate me by the end of this call, but I love you. I do this with love.
Why would I hate you for saying I need to eat less? I've been the same weight for 13 months and I am like.
All right. Then you're going to love me because I'm going to like blow through this clogged up toilet that is blocking your weight loss.
You're trying to help me. Why would I hate you?
I think it's because I'm fixing to take away about half the food that you think is enough. And I'm going to be like, I think we're eating too emotionally enough.
And that all that triggers that same thought is I tried that for a couple weeks and it didn't work. So I'm listening.
What if you tried it for 6 months?
Ugh. Well, my body would adjust at some point.
Boom, you just gave yourself away.
But I would be preoccupied with not being satisfied and I couldn't concentrate.
No, you would be learning how to stop thinking about food all the time if you took the food away and you'd be losing weight. Your problem is you're like, well, I don't want to be preoccupied thinking about food. So the way that I'm going to solve it is by overeating or eating to maintenance rather than when I'm preoccupied by food, I need to teach my brain we've had enough and we're okay. We're losing weight, bitches.
Okay. That brings me to my next question, though.
Okay.
If satisfied is enough for 3 to 4 hours, that's what I've been operating on.
Yeah.
How I can do this. I'm trying to find the right words. If satisfied is I'm not thinking about food and I can do my life.
Oh, you're doing it different. You're saying it completely wrong. You think that it's not thinking about food. It's about not being hungry physically for 3 to 4 hours. Now, you're probably going to think about food because you've been thinking about food.
Mm.
Y'all, this is the thing. Let me just say this, and then you can like argue with me all you want. Your magic is in taking the food down a notch to where you're losing weight and then learning how to re-talk to yourself and to trigger your mind to think about food all the time by taking the food away so that you can be like, we're okay. We've got plenty. You know what we got? Not only do we have a couple of eggs, a piece of toast with some cheese and coffee, we also have weight on our butt to tap into. Of course, we're going to want to eat. That's way more fun than letting our body tap into our fat stores. Eating until we feel like we are like, okay, I've ate enough to not have to think about food. That's your difference. You're eating enough to not have to think about food for 3 to 4 hours. And I want you to eat enough food to last physically for 3 to 4 hours and to think about food a lot until you decondition yourself to think about food to where you're thinking more about how much weight you're going to lose because now you don't eat for fear of thinking about it. You will for sure need to watch this one more time, but that's going to be your magic.
So all the times the last 3 weeks, month or whatever that I have been like growly, acidy, like gross -3 and still working, I know I'm not in a scarcity like mindset.
Right. I want you to be there by the time you eat again. I don't want you to preemptively eat and then be like, well, but if I eat half, Corinne, I'm thinking about food. Like if you're growly and acidy and all the things in an hour, you need food. If in an hour later, once you've ate half, you're just like, I probably didn't eat enough last time. I sure wish we had that chocolate and that peanut butter. I wonder if we're going to be able to make it all the way to like noon. And what blah, blah, blah. Like if that's going on, that's not hunger.
I'm not worried about
that's
that.
Emotional that's bullshit.
Not that's not me. That's that doesn't ring with me. Because I've already worked through all of that. Ugh.
Okay, then you won't have a problem. Eat half of what you planned this entire week. None of that will come up, and I bet you lose weight.
Okay.
You'll have nothing to worry about.
Okay. I've trusted you this long. Why would I get all
the food? Now tell me what you had for lunch.
Oh, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Tortilla, salad, yum sauce, which is a thing in Oregon, cheese, nuts, steak.
That was all on the salad, though.
That was on the tortilla. Yes.
Oh, okay. So wait a minute. We had a steak and cheese tortilla.
Yeah.
With a salad on the side with the yum sauce. Yes. Anything else? Oh, where were the nuts?
On the salad.
Okay, on the salad. All right, that's what I was kind of thinking. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Now I want you to either choose. I get a salad or I get a tortilla.
Okay.
What was dinner? And did you have snacks or no? Are we like, I'll quit asking you about snacks.
No, some days when I'm working, some days when I'm with the kids, I do get hungry. Some days I don't. I didn't eat dinner last night because my lunch was like at 4 and I was fine for the rest of the day.
Okay. That was good. I bet you could have just had that tortilla with the steak and stuff and probably done just as fine too.
All right, we'll give it a week.
This is what I want you. I don't want you to give it a week. I want you, like, well, first give that a week. I want you to cut it in half for a week, and I want you to see if anything changes.
Okay.
But I want you to be thinking about, like, probably if you're not losing weight and you really feel like you're eating to enough, that your enough is more than you need to lose weight.
Right. Agreed.
It's a maintenance amount of enough, but you've got to string a lot of time together. And I think that for most people, if you just do the Kathy method, if you just do a couple of bites and stuff, that will work. But if you're like saying, well, I go to the buffet and I load up a platter twice. Well, last week I only ate like one whole platter, and then being frustrated if you didn't lose weight. I'm not saying you're overeating to that extent, but I think what's happening is that you're expecting weight loss over, you're kind of over serving what you need to lose weight. I don't want you eating so little that you're dying, but first, if you're already over serving, just leaving 2 bites behind or whatever isn't going to make a big dent. Now, for some of you, it will, but y'all are in the Queen's Club, which means that first 25 pounds is gone. And so now what we got to do is we got to start getting into, all right, if the scale is not moving and I am doing all the things, there's got to be things to change. And I think for you, the thing that I'm most worried about for you is that when you said, if I eat half, then I'm going to have to be thinking about food. So that makes me think that you're subconsciously eating to a level to where you know you won't have to think about food versus eating to the level of which you need to lose weight that allows you and brings up your thinking about food so that you get to work on those thoughts now. And that's your next level because you're in the Queen's Club.
Ugh, what? Okay. It's hard to process this while I'm like, you know, I'm listening to you and then you're like, we're live in this conversation. If I was a podcast, I'd like pause it and be like, what did she just say?
Yeah.
So, the question I've had all along is and I'm going to just cop to everybody. This is the person who joined at 175 and gained 20 and I've never been happier. I solved binging and overeating. So I'm like, I love everything. So the two stinky thoughts I have are maybe my body wants to stay here. And I will never be satisfied if I want to lose weight. That's the shit thought, is I'm going to be eating less than satisfied.
Right. But I want you to start getting satisfied with your life and not just eating to satisfy so you get to feel satisfied.
I am satisfied with my life.
Okay. Let's make sure. Let's take some food away and see what comes up. It will tell you really clearly if you're truly satisfied. Can you be like, this is the thing, Amber, I want you to be able to take some of this food away and you to be like, go immediately to, I'm such a badass working on my weight now.
If
I'm
very
satisfied with myself.
If I told you that for like a month in June and it didn't result in weight loss, like it's not a belief problem or it's an action problem. Cause now we're talking about actions again. And I thought I was like, oh, you've got a belief which makes you like sneaky bullshit sabotage something. So I've been chasing what I'm sabotaging, not like I've been chasing.
I think you got both going on. I think you got an action line problem, which means you need to cut that food in half for sure. I'm trying to have you take the food away to bring out whatever you are sabotaging with. I think right now, I don't think you necessarily know. I think I know. I don't think you've made the connection.
I'll never be satisfied. That is the shit. I'll never be satisfied. That is the shit. That
never
is
be
the
satisfied
bullshit.
With what?
I won't be satisfied physically in my body to lose weight. And that means I will always, like, I don't know when it will adjust if I keep.
What does being satisfied in my body mean to you?
It means that my stomach is fine. I'm like ready. I've got the fuel. I'm not tired. Let's go kick ass at this. Let's go play this. Let's go do an activity. Let's not
right. like. Well, this is all you got to do is tell yourself, I won't know what the fuck it is unless I try it. Like right now you're overeating to compensate for your fear of not having enough energy and stuff. So you're giving yourself extra energy in the tank. What if you're going to be really satisfied? What if you're going to find more energy? What if you're going to have more capacity?
Okay.
Because you're also riding high on being satisfied with seeing the scale go down and seeing yourself actually lose weight that you keep getting frustrated that you're not losing. What if you get satisfaction from all those areas too, and you get emotional energy because you're no longer spending it being frustrated with it not working? Satisfaction comes in a lot of different ways. So does energy. We really, as humans, do not need much food. Have you ever watched Survivor? Watch Survivor. Them bitches, if there is a chocolate chip cookie on the line, they can have not ate for 10 days and run an obstacle course and drag a man behind them.
Yes.
I kind of think that you and I could go with a tortilla steak and get through our work day and not have to worry about not having enough energy to do our shit. Our bodies just don't require, like our brains want to tell us we need so much more. What our bodies really need, we don't need near as much food as we think we do. This, I'm not trying to advocate everybody starving. So I don't want everybody hearing this going like, what the fuck are we talking about?
I'm not hearing that. You're good.
Yeah. But I want us to all realize is that so much of what we do is we like your preemptive eating against a fear that you might not have energy and feel satisfied and be able to do all your stuff. And so you're spinning out and spending all of your time frustrated, overanalyzing, solving things that aren't really the problem. It's like.
And I think I'm stopping when the thought is I've had enough. I think I'm doing plus two. I'm not chattering about all of that. I think I'm eating to satisfied, but I'm eating to maintenance.
Yeah, I think that's the thought you've got to have. Have I ate to maintenance, or have I ate where my body's had enough fuel to help me lose weight?
Okay. Because in my mind, I still have less food, less satisfaction, but I don't have less weight, more satisfaction. I don't have that connection.
This is the thing. You can actually eat less food and be very satisfied with yourself.
Yeah.
And be very satisfied that you've got plenty of stores on your body and plenty of energy to carry you through for 3 to 4 hours, and be satisfied that you get another opportunity to eat pretty soon. Like, satisfied is a feeling. It's not a thing generated by how much food you ate. It's about the thought you had around it.
Okay.
You got this. Do this.
Tell me.
Work on this next month and come back next month for Queen's Club and raise your damn hand. And email Emily in. No, I'm serious. Okay. Email Emily in. This is probably a very pivotal call that I would love to watch it go. Would love to know what happens in your mind this next month as you really question, like, I'm going to be eating less. I'm going to feel like it's not going to satisfy me. I'm going to think things like, this isn't going to satisfy me. What if I run out of energy? You're going to generate all of that by eating less. And then what I want you to do is tell yourself, and I'm experimenting. I actually want to see if some of this bullshit I think is true. And I'm going to give it like this next month of really going all in on that to see what happens. And then I want you to report back to me. But you already do such a good job on everything. I want you to really track your thoughts about it.
Okay.
I think you actually believe that you can do this because you keep coming back so hard at it. I think you believe that there is an answer. You just haven't found it yet. Otherwise, you wouldn't show up so regularly to get coached and keep making plans and stuff.
I believe that taking care of myself, I'm going to get lumpy in my throat. I believe the higher my self-love goes, which is right now off the charts, I should have 175 now. So I have a little bit of entitlement, right? Like wrapped in there, like, poor me. All right. Yeah, because my self-love is nutso. I don't even... food is not a reward, a celebration. It's not a thing anymore. And that's awesome. And I'm like, right. Then wait.
But this is the thing. I think you've done all of that work and that's amazing. Sometimes when we're eating, it's not about our lack in ourselves. I think right now it's your fear that you feel so good and you're feeling so amazing that if you eat less, that somehow that's jacking that part up.
Oh, shit, that's the one. Oh, no.
And it that's won't. It's going to grow you. It's going to make you stronger. It's going to show you how much more you can love yourself, how much you have an immense capacity to be understanding when you have all of these thoughts and stuff. So that's what we're going to do. Okay.
So freaking good. You got right to it. That was like the zing right there. I'm afraid.
And we came around full circle.
Oh, man, that was the shit right there. Damn. Okay. All right.
You do this and then you come back next month. I want to like coach you one more time on this one. And everybody, I think, might want you to post in the Queen's Club. There's a talk of threads going on. I think they're all wanting to do the eat half challenge. You're going to have partners. Don't worry.
Damn, you're good. All right.